Everyone's upty, upty said stop asking. Just know for one of the upties, all of the upties are called carnage.
Upty, upty, upty.
More time you see me with Marley's.
Saheb, saheb.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardie gal, good morning.
Morning.
White gal,
L. Boof. Here we go again. It's the Upty Podcast. It's yourself, Hamset. New Money H, and my co-host with us, we've got
Big Brrrr. You know it's already, it's Birdie Bugs, Warden of the North, back again from inner the Sheffield. Big up everybody from Sheffield.
Right, big up everyone in London and then across the UK, innit?
Across the world. Sweden
but
in particular. Big up Sweden though as well.
Come
big
on.
Up Sweden, man.
You say you're having a good day?
Alhamdulillah, man, can't complain, weather's banging, bro. So yeah, man, that's it. Literally, man. All good. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. The Olympics, you watch the Olympics?
You know, I seen that Turk with the
gun.
The Turk with the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that. I only caught a little bit of highlights and that. I saw the big drama they made about that Algerian boxer.
What do you think about that?
It's a geezer, bruv.
That's
a geezer.
I do not agree with that.
It's a geezer.
Absolutely, like, it's killing the sport. It's killed boxing.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
But apparently,
he's got
they
the
say
guts.
It's a woman.
It's not a woman.
I know, bro. That's a geezer, bro. I know. I've seen geezers like that, bro.
It doesn't matter how much hormones or whatever you do, or testosterone or whatever chemicals you take to get your body. Allah created you as a man. It's end of. And you now going in a ring. Beating up females, claiming that you're
outrageous.
You're a female.
Outrageous.
It's disgusting to the sport I love, man. Wallahi. And it's sad that it's Algeria. يعني تكلم عربي يعني ليش يعني مجنونة أنت قنيس. God, yeah, bro.
Hey, Ibrahim. Shh, keep quiet in the background. Sorry, that's my little one. I bought my little one. It's bring your kid to work day, by the way. Again. So, yeah. Just in the back reading a book.
Big up little Ibrahim, innit?
Big up Ibrahim as well, man. You know what I'm saying? Future boxer, innit?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Cool.
We'll
kick it off as per usual. We're going to kick it off with the first segment of the show. It's always going to be about the news about
the
Somalia.
The news, yeah. The news, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on in Somalia?
Last episode, we talked about the news about Somalia that was happening. This episode, we're going to go ahead and talk about our Isaacside, Somaliland.
Diga, and a Diga.
Diga, yeah. Yeah. All right.
No, listen, I don't believe in that stuff. Come on,
some
man.
Of you patriots.
Yeah,
that,
I'm
know,
not a patriot,
Somaliland
man.
All day long.
People, though. You know who you are, man.
Come on. So, cool. First things first. I think a lot of people know about this already, but it's ongoing things that have been happening. Number one is Somaliland and Ethiopia's agreement. Somaliland recently rekindled its commitment to a significant agreement with Ethiopia. This deal, which involves economical cooperation and use of Somaliland's port facilities, has gained support from various Ethiopian political factors, highlighting its importance in the region. So at the moment, from what I could see from this, is that Somaliland and Ethiopia are really tightening their coalition.
Yeah, definitely, man.
You lot are really getting into the Habashis.
We have to, because you got to love that neighbour, innit?
Do you think that's right?
Yeah, man. This is the thing. I don't know this common foe that we've got, Ethiopians.
But let me ask you the question.
Our arch enemies
Ethiopia don't have a seat. We have
They're landlocked, yeah, I know.
So then you are now opening something for them for free.
Not for free, bro. It's not for free.
It's not for free, but you're not gonna get what it's worth.
No, but the thing is, it's good business, bro.
Do you
it's,
think
it's good
so?
Business? Yeah, it's good business.
I think it's good business if it helps the people of Somaliland.
If it benefits the people of Somaliland, yes, 100%. I agree.
If it doesn't benefit the people of Somaliland, I think before they go over to other places and co-align with them, I think it's better maybe to rekindle themselves back with Somalia. Back with Djibouti, and really I think if we really become one, even though we could be sub-clans, we can all, I think we can conquer.
No, 100%. Do you know what I think? This is what I think is the main thing behind this, because Somaliland doesn't have a seat on the UN.
Okay.
Ethiopia has.
Yep.
So if Ethiopia recognizes Somaliland as a sovereign nation, and when they go onto the world stage in the UN, they could partition for Somaliland in regards to the independence. I think that's that's the move that they're trying to do. That's what I think, do you know what I'm saying? But who knows, man? I don't think, either way, man, the port was going to waste anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Let the people make bread, do you know what I mean? Let Somaliland do what they want to do, bro. Let them govern themselves the way that they want to govern themselves. And obviously, you got the president from the south and that saying, no, this can't happen, blah, blah, blah. Bro, when was the last time you've been to the north, bro? Let's have it right. You ain't ever been to the north. Like, when was the last time you've been there, bro? Like, you can't have jurisdiction over something you haven't seen, touched, or felt as a president. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't think he believes in jurisdiction. I think that he's trying to unite us all.
Okay, if you're trying to unite, bro, come to the north. Sit down with the presidents and them thing there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but there's a lot of uqdad, which is a lot of issues that are withheld within the Somaliland community about how they were treated 20 years ago.
Rightfully so, though.
Correct.
Rightfully so. Let's not downplay it.
For you now to move on from that, yeah. Is that unmovable? Like, can we never move on from that?
No, it's not that. Look, by the way, I'm not pro this, pro that, bro. I'm in the center, innit? But what I'm saying to you is, you can see the gripe and the grievance that the Northerners have against the South. Bro, okay. Siad Barre was just one man, bro. But he had an army of people that was killing people, bro. Then people are still walking the streets. No one's holding them to any...
We understand that, but Siad Barre is not here.
I know, but his army, bro, it wasn't one man that killed everyone, bro.
Okay, so what are you trying to say? You're trying to
bring
say...
Bring the people, them. Listen, the people, them, that was part of the war... That was killing the Northerners. Well, bring them
to justice.
Bring them to justice in the Northern courts, bro. Let us hang them and kill them on the streets like dogs.
Okay, let me
and
ask.
And then we could talk about
parliament. So let me ask you a question. Do you believe that Somaliland hasn't never done nothing wrong as well?
No, they probably have.
Did they not do the killings as well?
Yeah, they did, but again.
So then, there you go. So if, how can you expect now, yeah, anyone from within the regions to, because bro, at the end of the day, we're all going to die. You man can claim country, another person claim. We're all going to go back to Allah.
Of course.
Right. So if we're going to go back to Allah and we all believe we're Muslims, how do you expect Allah to forgive you for the sins that you committed in this world and yet you can't forgive your brother?
Yeah, but come on, bro. I don't know. Me, I'm saying, okay, do you know
I think,
what?
You know what? I'll leave that.
Leave that there because it's a bit of a touchy subject. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to get drawn out right now because that's what it is. I don't want everyone to be like, oh my God, he's a nationalist. No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? My flag is blue.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? With a white star, that's my flag.
Okay, what, not green, blue, red?
Nah, that is not. It's a nice flag on it, but that's not my flag, bro.
All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool. We'll continue this anyways on a different episode.
On a different note. Hey, listen, I've been sent a crazy dilemma, by the way.
All right, cool. I haven't finished, but let me run it down a little bit.
Go on.
All right, cool. Tensions with Somalia and Somaliland are kicking in. And Somaliland's government has issued a stern warning to Somali, urging it to focus on its internal issues rather than attempting to dismantle Somaliland. This comes against ongoing political disputes between the two territories. So in the moment, in the area of Las Anod,
my people, then.
There's a big fight going on. So Puntland has reclaimed its Las Anod, and Somaliland are just on the borders of it, and there's big war going on over there. They're fighting over the borders, they're fighting over who owns who.
Yeah.
And I really think it's a lot of people are dying.
They are, man.
Yeah, and a lot of people rely on how they stuff. A lot of our own people, our own brothers and our own sisters are dying for nothing.
That is, man. Especially, you know, like where my people are from, they're from like neighboring towns to Las Anod as well.
Yep.
So a lot of my people are heavily getting it, bro. Because we're like at the border, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So Buhodle.
Yep.
And those areas, like literally, that where my people are from is literally, bro, is where it's a powder keg, bro, about to explode, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
so, man, the thing is, I don't believe in all of that, man. We're all one people, man. Do you know what I'm saying? We're all one people. Like, I look at, like, all of the, my Dorba Hunter side and like, my grandmas, all of my, I've got like 10 to 15 grandmas, maybe more, all Dorba Hunters, bro. I'm saying, Chambasiyad, bro.
I think,
all of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think that's perfect.
Like, we've been marrying each other, fighting each other, marrying each other. It's not deep, man.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? We can live, we can coexist, man.
I think this comes up to the next point of the headline as well, which is Somali Democrats challenge. So the biggest problem they have is a lot of the Odayal, which is the elders, and the House of Representatives continue to create tension in Somalia. These actions have led to political unrest with calls of really reform to strengthen the democratic governance.
Mm.
So from what I read there, I understood is that they're basically saying is the other Yael and the elders are giving problems to the political party of Somaliland. And they're now getting involved in the tensions that happen in Somalia.
Yeah.
So it's really, really problems, especially with a lot of wars in third world countries such as Somalia and Arabaha. What happens is that it's always to do with tribes. And the tribes are the ones that really come down, sit down. So with one thing I saw in Bosaso and Garowe and Burua, a lot of places, is that the Yal will come together, sit down, have food, talk absolute bollocks.
Right.
And then go back out there. There hasn't been no negotiation, no nothing done. Mm. Nothing comes out of the way. Sometimes it is positive, sometimes it is negative. Yeah. But majority of the times, I believe this whole regime that we have of the Yal control everything,
yeah,
it's time to break that up.
It is. And I'll double down on that and say, bro, not just the old men back there stirring shit, especially the old men here stirring shit on their little Facebook group chats and WhatsApps, bro. These old men, jobless old men, bro, that are out here talking shit. Them guys there as well, bro. Because them I don't live there, you know. And they're on here on stream talking wass, bro. About you inciting violence and fighting on all sorts, bro. But you don't even live there, bro. It's people over there that got to deal with it. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yo, bro, you know what I'm saying? Well, like, a lot of the people just need to fix up, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Literally, bro.
We have way more in common than we don't have in common. So just realize that, innit? Same religion, same language, same culture, phenotype, exactly the same. We look like twins, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? We are not different people, fam. We are identically the same people. Let's pattern up.
I think we're gonna bring a movement together saying Walala's together.
Yeah, man. Oh, how about X? Let's all denounce our tribe. Let's all get rid of our tribes. How about X? You know what I'm saying? That's what we'll be. Like Malcolm denounced his name. We're denouncing our tribe. How about X? Let's start this movement.
Cool.
Let us know in the comments below.
Next one. I've got a quick one for you, which is a bit positive. Economical growth in Bra. So the Somaliland president, Musa Bihi, has had recent initiatives of various development projects in the city of Bra.
Yeah.
Yeah? These initiatives are part of a wider effort to boost the local economy and improve infrastructure. Okay. So, that being said, it's really right now, Bra and the areas around it are getting a lot of business. Yeah, so something I'm starting off soon myself is I'm gonna start selling land in Somaliland and Bra, which I have accommodated myself in the last 30 years and my family have.
Oh, nice.
So we're starting to really push forward to people that are outside of Somalia, that could be anywhere, whether you're in the Western or inside Somalia, that want to buy land, to really have this, because what I found when buying land is you have this problem of you're buying land of someone that, oh, the government doesn't know about this person. This land is saying it's taken by. So a lot of times is someone will buy land and then come back in a few years and say, yeah, this is my land. Someone will come up with a completely different people and say, listen, I've already bought this land. This is my land.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? So really officializing that and putting a stamp. So my dad at the moment is working on a stamp with the Somali government to prove that this is an official stamp and it can't be tampered with and it's fully legitimate.
Big up Pops again, man. He's doing bits, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, bruv, Somalia, like I said, 2035, wait for me, people. I'm telling you, I'm going to be Somali president.
Hamza's going to be the Somali president. He might be the catalyst for change.
Hopefully.
You know what I'm saying? I know I got a seat in the cabinet, bro. I don't know, Minister of Foreign Affairs or
something.
Stuff like
man.
That.
Definitely. Here's for sure, like, man. Last point before we end the news sector is I just thought I had a cheeky one about Djibouti. So Djibouti's challenges are having a few challenges. Djibouti's traditional cautious in its approach has shifted its status regarding the Somaliland in Ethiopian agreement, signaling possible geographical political shifts in the Horn of Africa. So Djibouti are not happy with what's happening with Somaliland and Ethiopia, and they're not happy with the geographical political state, because Somaliland now are going behind Djibouti's back. They're like, they've got the more, which actually they have a big more majority of the sea land than Somaliland.
They do, and also Ethiopia owes a shitload of money. They defaulted on the debt that they owe China. China built their railway, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And China have got a military base in Djibouti.
America have a lot of countries.
So I understand why Ethiopia don't want to do business with Djibouti, because their old man over there bred in it. So, like, I understand it. It's all a clusterfuck, bro, if you ask me, do you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Somaliland is an unrecognized state, bro. Let's have it right. But it needs to do what it needs to do for its citizens to put food on the table, bro. So if this pork deal is what it is, it is what it is, man. People got to make money, man. And you can't say, oh, we're allowed to make money, but your guys are not. Mm. No, bro. Let these people eat. There's human beings that live in this place that are dying, that need money, that need bread. So that's my 2 pence. Jump down.
Perfect. I think that concludes the news sector of this. I think on this side of it was more Somaliland and the dynamics that politics and economical dynamics of Somaliland.
Yeah.
And I think in the region, that gives it a navigating state to be able to understand, okay, cool, Bora, Hargeisa, Djibouti, what's happening in these
places? Reckon one day, H, well, I genuinely, do you reckon in my lifetime, I'm looking at my son across the right now, do you reckon in any of our lifetimes we'll see a united?
Absolutely. You know what they say, believe in it, breathe it to believe it.
Yeah, okay.
And I believe it, and inshallah it will be, simple as that one.
I hear it, man. I hope so as well, man.
I think also as well, if you like these sort of topics and interested in what's happening in Somalia, please follow us on the Abdi Podcast News on Instagram. It's going to be hopefully tagged on the bottom of this.
Yeah, so that goes.
And then also we've got a blog out, and then we also do updates on every Monday and every Friday. Appreciate it for that.
Right, back to regular schedule programming again. My boy, got a little juicy dilemma for us to get into, mate, all right?
As per usual.
As per usual. Let's open this one right now. All right. Boom. Just a quick question to the Aptis. What would you do if you walked into a restaurant and saw your best friend on a date with your sister? Question mark. My blood boils. Blood boils. See,
how many sisters you got?
I've got five. Five beautiful sisters, bro. And I love them all. And I love them all.
I've got 16.
You got 16?
I've got 16 sisters.
Yeah. Wow.
And you're going to tell me Mubarak one of them
is linking your best friend on a date. And he walked in and he saw him. Damn.
Let me let you answer this first. I feel like if I answer and give you my view, I feel like it might change your
me, opinion. I'm on mind games.
So what I like me? To be is I will let you answer.
I'm on mind games. You see me, I'd pay their tab. I'd pay their bill. And I'd walk out. They'd see me. They'd both shit themselves. I'd go to the front as I usually do. I'd pay for their food. Then I'd leave. And then that's it. And I'd let them fester in that paranoia of what is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? What is he doing? And then that's it. As I said, I'll probably look at my best friend, see if he's, you know, see where he's vulnerable. Is his mum single? Do you know what I'm saying? Try to chat his mum up. I don't know, something, bro. I got to one up him, bro. He got my sister. I got to be his stepdad now. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Maybe get with his sister.
Why would you one up him?
What the hell, bro? What are you doing? I have no issue, firstly, with any of my friends chatting to my sister, bro. No. Listen to what I'm saying to you. I've got good friends, bro. My sisters are of age where they need to get married. There's protocol, bro. There's protocol.
It doesn't matter whether...
No. There's protocol, bro.
But whether your friends are good or not.
Yeah.
My bedroom.
Bro, first, this is my opinion, bro. You can land after, bro.
No, I'm just saying, I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Your bedroom that you know... The other night, now you've just had chats with him. You've met, you know him, yeah. You know him. You've been with him through his childhood, growing up, through in his trials and tribulations, You're okay with them trials and tribulations.
Family's
that you know about,
bro. Hamza, listen, what I'm saying to you. Do you know your frontal lobe hasn't developed yet, bro? Once it develops, you'll start thinking like me.
In what sense?
Because I'll tell you what it is. The thing, all of this boils down to following protocol and process, bro. When you're doing skullduggery movements where you're backdooring me and you're going on dates with my sister online and man don't know about any of this, that's a violation.
So let me ask you another question, just to be
if he came up to me on a dieting, bro,
You'd be okay with that?
No, no. If he came up to me and died,
I said, yo, bro, I quite like your sister, you know.
Bro,
I was attracted to your sister.
Bro, yeah, your frontal lobe hasn't developed, bro. So trust me, bro. Your frontal lobe hasn't developed. Trust me. People in the comments agree. They'll see what I'm talking about.
Are you all right, Ned?
If, bro, we're talking about halal, bro, by the way. There's protocol, fam.
Bro, it's not if whether it be halal haram. There's million of fish in the sea. Million of females in the sea.
Nah.
What is bringing you to my sister for you to even chat? Just chat.
I hear what you're saying, bro.
You're my bedroom, bro.
Your blood's boiling. I can hear it, bro. But it's not that. It's not that, bro.
But you're telling me now that my forefront hasn't grown because I don't see that.
Your frontal lobe hasn't grown.
Yeah, I don't see that. How?
Bro.
I'm asking you the question.
Who would
now
be better for my sister?
Definitely not my bedroom. I don't care.
Than my flipping good brother, than my good boy that can vouch for and say he's a good guy, bro.
Nah, bro.
Nice guy. I grew up with him. We've been through the trenches together. We've soul searched together. I know his brother inside and out. He is not going to disrespect her because of the love he's got for me as well, bro. Who's better, bro?
It's impossible.
Than some Egypt that I don't even know, bro.
So you're telling me now. You're telling
me
now.
Get away from me, man.
Your friend that you know what not yet.
Yeah.
Gets married to your sister.
Yes.
Yeah. Your sister and him have an argument.
Yeah.
You back?
That's not my business, man. There's, what do you mean backing? There's no one to back, bro. It's married people business. Stay out of it. Internal affairs. Deal with yourselves.
He slaps your sister.
Bro, that's literally internal affairs. Deal with it, bro. Why are you turning this into...
Hello, yo. What did you just say to me? If a nigga slaps your sister,
bro,
firstly, you're going to be like, oh, let me tell it's you, internal problem.
No. Let me tell you a quick story, bro. I'll tell you a quick story. This is the actual true story. I was watching this on Twitter. Yeah, some girls talking about it. Her boyfriend breaks up with her. Yeah?
Okay.
She goes and tells her brother, she goes to the boyfriend's house. The boyfriend goes, yo, get away from me, bah, bah, bah. She's walking back home, she grabs a rock, beats herself up with a rock, goes to her brothers and that, says, oh, he just beat me up, I can't believe it. Two of the brothers went over to the guy's house, because what they did, they smoked him, pow, bro, killed him. Killed the guy, killed him, went to jail for life. That man, did they do something horrible for their sister, bro? Their sister's on life talking about it, saying, yeah, I kind of made that shit up. My brothers just jumped out the window, like they weren't thinking. They lost their marbles. Bro, I'm not saying either way, like, you got to look at things constructively, bro. When two people are married, stay away from their business, bro. Because right now, okay, let me give you an example. Your sister's come over to you and said to you, so-and-so's hit me, you've crashed out, beat the guy up, whatever. 3 weeks later, she's back with her husband, bro. She's back with her husband now. What's ABSA, bro? You've embarrassed yourself. As a man, you've embarrassed yourself, bro. As a man, you should firm, exercise, quiet, stay out. And it's just none. These are two married people. Let's get to the facts. Did he hit her? If he admitted to hitting her, that's the problem.
But you're talking about it, you know, in the sense of a man that you don't know. This is your friend. Your sister's
my, I know my friends. I know my friends.
And so if you go to your bedroom, I know my friends, and say, what? Did you hit my sister? Just the look on his face, you know already, yes or no?
Yeah. No, that's a... Listen.
So what are you on?
Hamza.
Bro, he's getting it. I don't care if you're my friend or not my friend.
Hamza, that's not the case. Look, you've changed the goalpost 20 million times now. This started off with your friend dating.
Because
we're talking about domestic violence.
Because the reason I'm breaking down your answer. Yeah. Your answer is that one of your answers was to get one up on your friend.
No, that's my childish. Well, my frontal lobe's not developed. That's my childish brain.
Then there you go. So I'm reacting to nonsense I heard.
Yeah, no, ignore that. That's my childish brain. I'm talking about my childish brain. And plus, sorry, that childish part of me was if they backdoored me, bro. If I got slide.
This is backdoor. Have now walked into a restaurant.
Yeah.
Your best friend.
Yeah.
And your sister.
Yeah.
Are sat in a restaurant. That it looks like they're having a date.
Okay, this might... Okay, so can I answer
that's
this?
That's a back
door. No, can I answer this? Let me answer this. Right. You got option A, the back door.
Mm.
I've walked in and they surprised me, yeah?
Mm.
I've walked in and I'm surprised and I've seen both of them.
Hey.
That's the back door. How I deal with that is strictly violence, bro, between me and him. That's how I deal with that. Option B, my brethren's come up to me and I dieting. Birdie, bro, you know I know you, blah, blah, blah. I've been around the family, everybody, blah, blah, blah. Give me the spiel. I want to get to know your sister. Okay, you want to get to know my sister, bro? No problem. Go to my sister. Listen, my bedroom's approached me. Says he wants to get to know you. Are you happy with it? Bro, I'm happy with it. Boom, bam, bim. Tell the family, hold your. This is the situation. But whoever's in, let everybody know in the loop. Officially, these guys are courting. They're speaking. Bro, that's it. Khalas, they're doing that the halal way, bro. They're going the right way about it, bro. This backdoor situation deserves whatever. But I'm talking to you from as a man right now. If your bedroom came to you on a dark thing, like, bro, this is what the play is, your frontal lobe hasn't developed enough for you to, like, even see that that's a blessing, bro.
Do you want me to be honest with you?
It's a blessing.
Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
If any of my friends ever did that,
yeah,
just hope I'm not driving.
There you go.
Because, wallah, if I'm driving, we're driving into a wall. We are driving into a wall. I don't know how. Look, I give you an example, my brother. See, this is the problem that we have in society, where I believe we lost some of our morals and etiquette. Exactly, you're talking about front lobe or whatnot. It's ugly, my bro. Yeah. You see, when I meet a friend of mine, and I come see you, even if I was to come to your house or go to your family or whatnot, yeah,
bro,
the way I have so much hushma.
Yes.
Yeah, man lowers my gaze so absolutely badly, yeah, that, bro, I don't even know how your sister will look like.
Mm.
What are you talking
vice versa
about? What
are you talking about? Of course.
So for me to say that I can be able to do that, yeah, and my bedroom's now watching my sister. Where did you see my sister from?
Where did you see my sister from? I hear what you're saying,
my
bro.
Brother, he's gonna get, yeah. there's some things like some things where I believe that we can cross lines or not cross lines. In this aspect, I know a lot of people are gonna say, you shouldn't, but you're talking about, like, there's communication, you can do things, there's Allah is gonna forgive you, this and that. I understand that.
It's hard.
When it comes to my family and my sisters,
yeah,
I don't think there's any aspect of myself,
yeah,
that I can look at.
No, because look, I'll be honest with you.
My sisters know, that even if they were speaking to a guy,
yeah,
I can never see that guy until the day they bring him into this house.
Mm.
Does that make sense? And I'm not saying that my sisters are like, oh, well, my days, they're sheikhs, they should be scared. It's not about that. It's respect for my brother. Mm. Same way me today now, I won't speak to a female and bring them to my sisters or whatnot.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah? No, I hear what you're saying.
Like now, for instance, if I was to speak to a female or whatnot, after a couple goes, then I'll introduce you to my sister.
Mm.
Just like while I'm on the phone, like, oh, I'm just speaking to my sister, and then they'll be like, oh, hey, you're right. Mm. It's just a small time conversation.
Yeah.
For instance, now, if my sister was to be like, oh, listen, I'm just speaking to a guy, I'll be like, all right, cool, send me the guy, I'll do my CRB check on.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's working together with your sister. So
that's,
there's two violations that's been happened.
They're saying the bedroom didn't lower his gaze.
My bedroom
didn't lower his gaze.
Forget lowering his gaze. He's gone to the ultimate to get my sister's number or Instagram, communicate with her. Bro, you don't understand how many slaps he's getting before the actual dating slap of him going into the restaurant comes in. There's so many steps prior before
that. I hear what you're saying.
But
this is where I'm trying to... I agree with you. The way I was raised, my brethren's sisters...
Bro, you're nice.
Listen what I'm saying to you, bro. No.
Like, we're Somali,
listen,
bro.
Listen.
Like, have you been injected with Westernized culture
much? No, well, I have. If you actually knew this was more culturally appropriate than anything else in the world, trust me, bro. I'm telling you, it's more culturally.
That your best friend.
No, listen to what I'm saying to you, bro.
Comes and chats to your sister.
Listen to what I'm saying to you. No, look at the way you're wording it. The way you're wording it is even disgusting, bro. Like, stop.
That's
it.
What it is.
It's not.
All right, go on.
Listen,
sorry.
Hamza. My best friend's sisters, I'm talking about my friends, my dear close friends, bro, that I can vouch for that.
Brother, there's nothing else. We're not talking about nothing.
My day one killers, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Like, them man there, bro, their sisters are my sisters.
Okay.
Like, genuinely, their sisters are my sisters. Same. Like, there's no differentiation between my sisters and them, the way that we all grew up in it. Same with my sisters and them in it. So for me, this is unheard of. I've never been in this territory, but I'm talking to you as an adult right now, as a big man with five sisters, bro, I look at it and I think to myself, who would be better for my sister than my brethren? Someone that I vouch for, that I know he's not gonna violate, that I know is right, I know he's a dad person, comes from a good family, everyone's gonna get on with him. That's my boy, bro. Who's gonna be better? What would you want an up for your sister then? Imagine a guy that almost killed you, bro. All of a sudden, you don't know this guy, she brings this guy right now.
I'd rather the up.
You'd rather the up?
I'd rather the up. 100,000,000%.
You would rather the up?
I'd rather the up than my best friend. Because at the end of the day, my relationship with this so-called best friend is going to be completely different once you get married to my sister. You're like my up.
Damn, I don't know, Hamza, man.
What do you mean you don't know, Akhi?
Pray for peace, bro. I pray for peace. That's what I'm saying. I'll pray for peace. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm trying to explain to you, my bro, is what is a best friend? You know what? Yeah, you might have you ever lost a best friend?
Have I lost what death or what death?
A best friend, just in general. No death, no nothing. Just in general life. Nah. However old you are, your time, you've never lost a best friend.
Nah, I never lost a best
friend. I've lost three best friends.
Right. When you say lost,
the three things I've learned from people is one is jealousy, one is knowledge, and one is finance. Mm. That's the three main things I've lost friends in.
They were never your friends though, bro. If those three components can break a friendship.
But then this is what I'm trying to
tell you. They're not your friends, bro.
I might be good at being a good friend. Does that make sense?
Right.
You now might be good at a good friend to a certain degree.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Remember, being friendship is not about the time. You could be friends with people 20 years, but they've not really done anything for you. They've just been friends because there's no...
surface level. I agree.
So now, you knowing this person I'm so-called calling a best friend, their time could be due any minute. And now all of a sudden they're in it with my sister.
I don't know. Now, see, the way you are describing your best friends and the way I describe my best friends, bro, is two different type of people, bro.
How? My best friends, I would claim them as my brothers.
Yeah, those are my brothers, bro.
And if you are my brother, you don't look at my sister. That's a brother. Are you okay in the head, bro? Like, if you're telling me, oh, no.
You're not getting it, bro.
If you're my brother, if you're my real brother, you come to